This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number three of day number one at Freedom Fest. We are at the Paris Hotel in Las Vegas. Haven't actually had a chance to really get out yet today, Mark, but it's expected to hit 106 degrees.
I saw 110.
Outside. So, whew, boy,
you can
something else.
You'd heat up your lunch right there on the sidewalk.
Yeah, exactly. So
cooler than Phoenix.
That is the voice of Nicholas Sarwark. Nicholas, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thanks for having me on.
Actually, I think Mark just had you on his after show. Was it Edgington Post?
No, I think he was on the regular Free Talk Live.
Oh, right on.
Yeah,
oh,
it was on live a week or so ago, maybe 2 weeks.
Not too long ago.
It must have been one of the nights I wasn't on then.
That's right. I always slide those in on Wednesdays.
So he sneaks me in when you're not there.
Well, it's nice to finally have you on. I actually wrote an article about you this week over at freekeen.com because the news broke that you're deciding to move to New Hampshire.
That's true. Actually, I decided to move to New Hampshire apparently about 17 years ago. And
wow.
I'm making good on it now.
You're the, by the way, the chairman of the Libertarian
Party?
I'm
the chairman of the Libertarian National Committee. So, yeah, the chairman of the Libertarian Party.
And we just had the executive director on. What's the difference between a chair? Because they both sound very important. So, yes, you know, what's the difference?
They're both chairman. Very important sounding. Executive director is more important. Executive director is a full-time paid job.
I see.
Located out of the national office to do all of the operations of a national political party. So
he's running the ship.
He's
basically
running the ship.
Okay.
Chair is, in some ways, a more, I guess, powerful position because I hire the executive director and I'm the spokesperson for the party and all of that. So, but at the same time, it's not a full-time job. It's not a compensated position.
Oh, really?
And so that's the real difference.
And you get to run the convention, don't you, as the chairman?
I do get to run the convention. It's
in so much
one of the
you
tougher
keep fat
parts
guys
of the
in
job.
Their underpants from dancing on stage.
We all have our crosses to bear, as it were.
A sad look just passed across your eyes.
You're referring to a couple of years back at the convention, a gentleman got up and did a striptease.
Yes, one of my competitors for the job when I was being reelected.
Did he win? Did he lose?
He
by
didn't
much?
Win.
Yeah.
He didn't win.
You know, I must say, I saw that particular convention. This is the one in 2016, and it was over C-SPAN, and I was able to get C-SPAN in, and here I am watching the Libertarian Party convention on real TV. And for me, it was so meaningful to be able to see that, you know, the whole thing take place. I didn't find Mr. Weeks's little ballet to be any particular problem. I know that there are those that may have.
I thought it was hilarious.
You know, it's the kind of thing you like if you like that kind of thing.
So let's fast forward because, you know, we talked with Dan Fishman about the Libertarian Party and what's going on with it. And there's always some cool stuff that's happening there. And, of course, we support liberty a lot. And we've worked with the Libertarian Party on a number of occasions in the past. But you personally, you've been involved with libertarian action and activism. You live in Arizona currently.
Currently, yeah. We're still in Phoenix.
We haven't seen Ernie Hancock yet, but I know he's going to be showing up here at some point. Phoenix isn't exactly it's not nothing when it comes to the libertarian movement, right? Like, there's a few libertarians out there doing stuff.
Arizona has traditionally been one of the stronger states for the Libertarian Party going way back, decades and decades. It waxes and wanes, and one of the things you find in states where the Libertarian Party gets traction and there's libertarianism in the blood, as it were, is those are the states that the Republican Party usually tries to cheat a little harder to suppress the Libertarian Party because that's a threat to them.
Sure.
You know, if what you've been selling people is store brand liberty and they have the opportunity to buy the real thing, it turns out that they don't really want to stick with the store brand.
And you're calling the Republican store brand, is that what you're saying?
I'm trying to be as charitable as I can.
Well, for me, what I say is that the Republicans and Republicans and Democrats have different lies that they tell their constituents. And the lies that the Republicans tell their constituency are, in many cases, liberty-based.
They used to be.
They still talk about small government. They still talk about, fiscal responsibility. They talk about land of the free, home of the brave, all these things. And, you know, when they get in power, we can see Donald Trump has had every opportunity to cut the national debt. This is the fiscal hawk that was hired to do these things, to drain the swamp, and it's not happening.
And those tax cuts are going to pay for themselves.
Fine.
I'm sure they are someday, eventually, maybe. No, it's always judge politicians on what they do, not what they say.
Sure.
Because being able to say nice things is the price of admission for the game that we're in.
Yep.
So watch actions, not words.
So Arizona, are you lifetime Arizona? Were you born there?
I was born there. I'm a native. We moved back to Arizona. I'd been away in 2014, mm-hmm. and been there for a good 5 years now. Ran for mayor of Phoenix in the 2018 election. Didn't win, but got over 40,000 votes, over 10%, and
wow.
forced a runoff between two former Democratic council members. They couldn't actually, no one could get a majority, so I did my part.
Wow, that's great. So 17 years ago, you came across the Free State Project, the idea of migrating libertarians to one geographic area so we can actually be more effective. Hopefully people can get more than 10% and do more better.
Yeah, I was chairman, of the Libertarian Party of Maryland at the time, and somebody came down from the Free State Project. I don't know if it was Dr. Sorens or if it was somebody else who was involved. That was back when Keith Murphy was still down in Baltimore. And I thought, you know, I had just gotten out of college a few years back. I had a pretty good career. I was chair of a state party. I said, you know what? I'll sign up for this. And so on June 30th, 2002, I became signer 461. For the Free State Project.
Wow.
And that is an early signer.
And they've gotten a couple more signers since then.
Yeah.
I got to be part of picking the state. And I think I did vote for New Hampshire.
Okay.
I did, although I've had doubts lately. Wyoming, there's some really amazing stuff happening in Wyoming.
They've done some good cryptocurrency stuff out there, from what I understand.
Yeah, there's a natural libertarianism in the Mountain West.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was talking to Joe Scarborough the other day, and he was asking, you know, where are libertarians, where do you guys do better? And they said in the Mountain West, the baseline amount of libertarian vote totals is just higher because there's still that vibe out there of just wanting to be free.
Yeah, I think that's true. And it's also true in New Hampshire.
It is. New Hampshire's that pocket in New England.
Right. Having known and met many New Hampshire natives over the years, I mean, it's always a pleasant surprise, you know, when you're talking, when you get out of the libertarian community and you actually
right.
meet people that are actually natives from New Hampshire. They just get it at a level that they don't get in Florida. They
right.
don't get in California. And it's just a real native kind of leave me alone mentality. And they're willing to leave other people alone too, and they
yeah.
really understand it. They may not understand on all the issues, all the little ins and outs, but it just seems like the way they're raised, something about a Granite Stater.
Yeah,
I think that it's difficult to quantify the New Hampshire vote, Liberty vote, because the Libertarian Party in New Hampshire isn't particularly well entrenched
yet. Not yet. All right. So you're planning on continuing to work with the Libertarian Party once you make the move up.
Yes.
I can't imagine the answer to that would possibly be no. Now, you are talking to the man who chairs the Republican Party for the city of Keene, and I have been a delegate to the state convention for the Republican Party in New Hampshire.
We all make mistakes.
Well, you know, there's been different approaches up here that have actually worked for libertarians, and one of them has been infiltrating the other parties, because one of my frustrations with the Libertarian Party over the years has been this sort of, at least my perception, that it had been infiltrated by people who were less than libertarian, who
right.
tried to, like, influence it and take it over. And so, you know, I pushed against this for a long time in New Hampshire, and I had to admit, after a while, like, All right. Well, the Free Staters have had a success at, like, actually getting elected as Republicans and Democrats. Now, that's not to say the Libertarian Party in New Hampshire isn't doing good work or they're not valuable. I'm a life member of the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, so I'm still involved there. But, you know, success is success. And we've gotten real, like, anarcho-capitalist kind of voluntarist libertarians elected as the main two political parties. I'll let you comment on that here in a moment. But can you stick with us for another segment? Nicholas Sarwark is here, the chairman of the National Libertarian Party, as we continue from Freedom Fest 2019. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lico Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Freedom Fest 2019 at the Paris Hotel in Las Vegas on just day number one of what is going to be a loaded event. We were just looking at the schedule. I don't know if there's like six tracks. It's almost overwhelming how much stuff they've got going on here. We're in just a gigantic... We haven't really had a chance to talk. We've been so busy talking with our guests already. We haven't really even set the scene for what this event is. Of course, they haven't even really started the thing yet. I think there's maybe somebody going on stage here in just a few moments.
Yeah, I think they're going to open things up here very shortly.
But we're in a massive vendor area. I mean, this vendor area is as large as the stage area is, or at least one of the, I presume that is the main stage that we're sitting next to here.
Many, many dozens of vendor booths. Many dozens.
Yeah. Lots of vendors here. There's some of them are still getting set up. Libertarian Party, of course, has a booth here as well, and Nicholas Sarwark is with us from the Libertarian Party. He is the chairman of that party. But by the way, I do want to let you know about AnyPay and helpmetakebitcoin.com. Now, we are actually talking with Dan Fishman. He was telling us the Libertarian Party is taking cryptocurrencies.
We've been taking crypto. I believe we're the first political party to take crypto donations, which would make a lot of sense.
Yep, not surprised about that. And a great way to do it, if you are ready to accept cryptocurrency at your business, especially if you've got a physical location, if you got a brick and mortar business and you want to accept cryptocurrency, helpmetakebitcoin.com is where you can go to accomplish that in moments. I mean, we're talking about three or four steps. You download a wallet if you don't already have it. You put your wallet info into the AnyPay app. And then, you know, if you've got a tablet at the register, you're good to go. I mean, it is so easy to accept Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Zcash, and several other cryptocurrencies. Just go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. They've got an app available for iOS and Android devices. Or if you want to just jump in without any of the hand-holding, just go and download the AnyPay app and put that on your smart device, and it'll walk you through it. It's super easy. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. So we were just talking about your decision and your family's decision to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, this large migration of libertarians. You signed up 17 years ago, you were telling us, when you were fresh out of college. And here we are now. What was the catalyst for you? Was it Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
I think that was the catalyst for me. I had been to New Hampshire once before when Representative Finney had switched parties. I came in for just a press conference.
That's when we met for the first time, actually.
And it was a nice place, but it didn't strike me as much different from any other New England state. When I went to Porkfest, just the experience of being inside an intentional community where everybody lets everybody else do what they want as long as they don't hurt other people and they don't take their stuff, where we live out the vision of what we want to accomplish in the political world, that seemed like a really nice thing to me. And having the opportunity come up where I'm able to relocate, which I wasn't able to do before, talking it over with my wife, it's a really great place to raise your kids. We have four kids.
It comes up on number one on those lists, best places to raise your kids. And I suspect that has a lot to do with its government schools, though. Just a guess.
No, actually, the government schools aren't.
I think that's how they do those
that
lists.
That may be one factor, but no, it's crime rate.
Crime
rate's very low.
A lot of outdoors activities. It's just good quality of life kind of place. And I realized that, this is a good place to base whatever that next step is. I'm close to New York or D.C. for media appearances. I'm a lot closer than I am in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. And I think I see a lot of synergy there, and I'm excited to come be a Granite Stater.
And you convinced your wife and family without them coming with you, because I think you told me at the Porcupine Freedom Festival that you were there alone.
I was invited to come as a speaker. Mm-hmm. It was relatively last minute, so we didn't put logistics together to try and bring the family. And, to be really honest, I'd never been to a pork fest,
right.
So I didn't know whether or not I wanted to bring my kids. I like to scope some of these things out and see whether they would be fun things for the family. They all want to go to pork fest next year.
It's a great event for any family or anybody at all.
And a shorter trip.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. So, are you going to tour around the state with the family and kind of look around?
How are you going to figure out this housing situation?
Yeah, so the plan is we were actually just packing up the house yesterday and having pictures taken of our house in Phoenix. We're going to move across country with roughly half of our stuff in a truck. Send the other stuff to be put in storage with, you know, pods.
One of those pods, yeah. Those things are great.
They help out a lot. And then we're probably going to do something short-term in the Manchester area for at least a few months while we tour the state, see where we actually want to live.
Buy some warm clothes.
Exactly. I have things that I want for what I'm doing professionally and politically. My wife has things that she wants for her professional career. Our kids have things that they want. Schooling's a big thing for us. We're leaving a really great public Montessori school that we had to win a lottery to get into in Phoenix.
Public
Montessori. It's an amazing thing. The parent community is really engaged. It's actually one of the saddest parts about leaving Phoenix is that school community is very, very good and positive. And so one of the things we're looking at is, can we find a schooling environment for them that's going to be as positive in New Hampshire? And should we look at options that we hadn't considered in the past?
Yeah, I expect so. I mean, I don't have kids, but I know that there are a lot of people in the Liberty community who obviously care about educational freedom, and they care about not just, you know, homeschooling and unschooling, but other alternatives for people to, you know, to create and send their kids to. So I think if you get connected with the right crowd, they'll certainly point you in a few different directions on that. I think it's exciting. It's big news, and as I said in the blog post at freekeen.com, you know, this is something that a lot of our earlier movers wanted to see happen, was people with some relative visibility within the libertarian movement making the decision to say, wow, there really is something going on here. This isn't just some pie-in-the-sky concept, as so many libertarians, you know, they've got great ideas, but do they actually do something? Here it's happening.
Well, and if I can make it practical to be chair of a national political party and be based out of New Hampshire, then that tells other people who may have the kind of connections where you need to be in an LA or you need to be in a New York because of what you do, that you can still be based in a state that's better for your family and for your mental and, you know, emotional health, and still do the work you have to do in some of these larger urban areas.
Yeah, I think the term you used earlier, intentional community, is so important, and it's something that, like you said, and I think you referenced this, you didn't really understand it until you were in it. You know, it's something you can't really experience from the outside. The feeling of what it's like to actually have more libertarians around you than you could get to know.
The closest thing for me, and probably for anybody who is a libertarian, is a Libertarian National Convention.
Which is totally different, right?
When you have thousands of libertarians all together for common cause and common purpose, and you're not the political minority.
Yeah.
You're the majority. You're soaking in it.
But it's a magic feeling.
Even there, it's still, you know, you're arguing over bylaws, and there's the, you know, the stuff that's going on. And
there
it's
are some
totally
parts of it
vibe.
That aren't as fun.
Yeah.
But there's an energizing
for sure
nature to
the recharge
feel,
kind of thing. Yeah.
To feel like you're part of something bigger.
Have you been to a national convention, Ian?
I've been to libertarian conventions, just not the national ones.
I see.
State ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. I imagine. Well, he said that it was the only thing that he could compare it to was the national convention. So I would presume that it's bigger and
because
bigger.
Of the size of PorkFest is order of magnitude, it's roughly a similar size to a national convention. So it's that many libertarians in one place.
Do you want to stay or go?
I got to go.
All right, Nicholas, we're going to have you back on. You're going to be around a lot more often, I suspect. Nicholas Sarwark from the Libertarian Party. He's making the move ASAP to New Hampshire. And we got more coming.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Are you a prisoner? Are you stuck in a relationship where you're not allowed to do what you really want? Are you stuck in a job or business that sucks up your time and saps your freedom? That describes most men, but there's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House voted to table an impeachment resolution against President Trump, effectively killing the measure for now. It was brought forward by Texas Democrat Al Green, who said this before the vote.
You don't delay justice. The Mueller hearing has nothing to do with what we're doing now. The Mueller hearing is all about obstruction. This is about bigotry and racism.
The House vote was 332-95 to set aside the measure. Heading to a campaign rally in North Carolina, there was more response from President Trump regarding the 4 congresswomen of color.
When you look at some of the things they said, they're unthinkable. If somebody else or me or anybody else said things like that, it would be historic. So you ought to look at some of the horrible statements, because there's never been statements like that.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are here at the Freedom Fest 2019 at the Paris Hotel in Las Vegas for day number one of what is going to be a lengthy event. This thing's going all the way through Saturday.
Right, the 17th through the 20th.
Right, and it's still not too late. If you want to come out here and join us, if you're out in the Vegas area, come on down to the Paris, and I don't know what the tickets cost to get you in for a day, because this is a big, big event at a big hotel.
But I'll bet you FTL 50 still helps.
I don't know about that. That's a good question. Can you get that on the day of? That's a good question, Mark. We should probably ask an organizer before we say that. But, you know, it doesn't hurt to try.
That's right.
If you're walking in last minute, you can't really expect a discount, I don't think. But regardless, you can go to freedomfest.com and you can check out the schedule and see what some of the stuff is that's coming up, because we've been so busy talking to people here, we haven't even really had a chance to do anything else. So hopefully we'll be able to kind of float around a little bit later on today and check out the rest of the event, because this is a big one with a bunch of different tracks and a lot of stuff going on here and a lot of people already here. Mark, you found a guest for us to talk to. His name is Wyatt Ruiz from Turning Point USA. Now, I got to say, Wyatt, I'm new to Turning Point. I literally have just heard about it now. Our listeners also may be in the same category, so give us the elevator pitch. What is Turning Point USA?
Yeah, let me clue you in. So we are, let me start off by saying, We're on over 1,400 campuses across the nation.
Okay.
Probably more than that now. So what we do is we actually do a lot. We have someone from Parch, Turning Point USA. I'm part of the field program.
The what program?
The field program.
Field program. Okay.
Yeah. And so what we do is we go to campuses, we encourage students, we give them, you know, leadership advice, we help them open up chapters, we help them host events. What we want to do at the end of the day is help people think for themselves and really just have fun and enjoy doing so.
There's not a whole lot of that on college campuses.
No, there's not. Absolutely not. It's unfortunate because, and so I'm from Southern California. Mm-hmm. I work in Southern California. And so we see that when you tend to go against the grain when it comes to the common politics that's on campus, both the students and professors, you tend to run into a lot of backlash.
I imagine,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, just randomly tabling there, people will cuss at you, call you Nazi. That's not a joke. That actually happens. Like, why, you know, F you, this stuff, yada, yada. So here at Turning Point...
They're just trying to start a conversation.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's a great...
They're about diversity of opinions.
Yeah, they're...
As long as your opinion agrees specifically with everything that they agree.
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. You know, like we've had students spit at us. Yeah, we have a lot of that go on. I mean, it's what it is. It's all part of the job, so you never know what one day is going to bring you.
Right. So it's got to be kind of fun. And you guys have bombastic slogans that are, you know, really great, the kinds that hit hard. What are some of them? Some of the signs I saw?
So Taxation the Sept is a big one.
That's a good one.
Our most popular one is Big Government Sucks. You know, I've gotten some flack for students on campus or even professors saying that you know, it's very, it's propaganda. It's like, well, okay, first off,
what are you doing?
Propaganda is everywhere in politics, so there's nothing necessarily inherently wrong with propaganda.
It's everywhere in school,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, exactly. It's in the textbooks.
Propaganda is a political message with which you disagree. And
the reason why they say propaganda is because it has a negative, they try to mean in a derogatory way. Having said that, the reason why we simplify it is because it opens a conversation. So at Turning Point USA, we want to influence culture as much as we can in a positive light, in a pro-American light. You know, we love the Constitution, we love liberty and government, we love the founding principles that our founding fathers built this nation upon, and we want to preserve those and educate people on them. And at the end of the day, we don't want to try to indoctrinate students just as leftists are the liberal media is. We want to persuade people to think for themselves.
Well, yeah, so I mean, you're trying to counter the indoctrination.
Exactly. So if you want to agree with us, then agree with us. But the way I see it is I do my job right if I get someone to think for themselves.
For sure. Now, what got you involved in this in the first place?
So I actually started with volunteering at Prager University.
What's that?
Prager University. So Dennis Prager, his show.
Oh.
Yeah, he has all those little five-minute videos, Prager U. Yeah, I started volunteering there. And, you know, just got an opportunity to apply for the job here for Turning Point USA, and, you know, grace to God, I got it. So it's a lot of fun. It's great. They're all motivated young kids who want to go and change the country for the better.
So many of the narrative that's now coming out of the mainstream media is that college students have gone so far left that they're farther left than the college professors, and now the professors don't even know what to do.
So here's what it is. So think of it this way. It's like a chain reaction, right? So you have the people, kind of like the Solinskys and those people, and even before then, that they know what they're doing. They know they're implementing a system. They know, you know, you have a lot of Europeans in the early 1900s that came here with, you know, values that reflected those of Marx and Engels. And so they came here, and what happened is they knew that and just started to implement those politics into our system, right? Which is... You know, it's like drinking bleach for our system. It just doesn't work. It's going to make our system die at some point. And so what happens is those people know what they're doing, and you have the people on the onset knowing what they're doing, but at some point it comes down to people are being fed this crap, you know, when it comes to the media, when it comes to culture, when it comes to education and all that stuff, to the point where they actually believe it to be true. And those are the people that'll even be martyrs for it. You know, and that's when it starts turning dangerous, metaphorically, non-metaphorically, unfortunately.
Yeah, it can actually be physically dangerous.
Yeah, as we've seen.
Right.
And so that's why when we see these students now, in comparison with the professors, you know, it's all it is just a result of them getting this leftist view of American history, even world history, shoved down their throats. And now it's so ingrained into who they are or into their belief system and the foundations of what they believe of the world and their paradigm. That is very emotional to them.
Absolutely, and it's hard to break somebody out of that because they come across, you know, even if you are making really great points and you've got all the evidence behind you, you come up against that cognitive dissonance where the emotion pushes back and says, I don't even want to listen, I don't want to look at this. And they've been indoctrinated in government schools, in the colleges, on television, you know, in the...
Here's what people aren't understanding. People don't understand this, and I don't know how they don't understand this. You have liberal teachers unions. You have liberal teachers who are working with the liberal publishers to help put in a liberal agenda in the books. And that's what it is. It's helping to revise American history. People don't understand that it's a vicious cycle like that. Yeah, you have your conservative teachers. I'm sure you have obviously your conservative publishers. But the ones that are mainstream that are really... the biggest in the industry, I should say, are the ones that tend to not like the way that America was founded, not like the values that it was founded upon, and want to try to revise that so that now we have students who don't know what the hell they're talking about when it comes to American history and when it comes to why we were founded, what we do, why we have the values that we have, and why they're the greatest in the world, in my belief.
In many cases, when you hear that emotional reaction, it isn't just an indication that a person is unwilling to have a logical conversation and have their opinion changed. It's an indication that they are unable to have a logical conversation and even have their opinion changed.
Well, here's the thing. And I know this has been said before. I don't remember by who. The right... thinks that the left is wrong. The left thinks that the right is evil. Now, I think that a lot of leftist values are immoral, and I think some are evil, for example.
I think the results are immoral.
Yeah, the results are immoral. I think some things such as, you know, partial birth abortion, I think that's just blatantly evil.
Yeah, they're okay.
Now, Turning Point, that's me saying as an individual. Turning Point, sure. We don't talk about the social issues very much.
Don't take a stand.
That's just me. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's me as an individual. Having said that, they think that just... They think that basically our values are evil, our beliefs are evil, so therefore us as individuals are evil, and that's not what it is. And at the end of the day, when it comes to the middle grounds, or I would even say most people on the right too, we want to change the country for the better. We want the best for its people. We just have vastly different views on how to get there. One of us is saying, government, get out of people's lives and let them figure out their own situation, and let them figure out their own, you know, their own morality, and come to it and be a person responsible. And the government saying, no, let us be responsible for you, which obviously never works.
Well, from a libertarian perspective, and that's where we tend to come from here on Free Talk Live, the question is, should the government exist at all, really? I mean, should there be a coercive agency out there forcing its way into people's lives? And we say absolutely not, that that's not okay, that it doesn't matter whatever it is you want to accomplish, whether it's going to war or, you know, stopping people from a certain behavior or whatever, that you should be doing it on a consensual basis rather than threatening people. Now, Wyatt, do you want to stick around and talk further about
this?
Yeah,
I actually have a comment on
that. All right, more coming up with Wyatt Reese. He's from Turning Point USA. It's tpusa.com is their website. We got more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live from Freedom Fest.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Freedom Fest, day number one at the Paris Hotel in Las Vegas. It's Ian and Mark here in our remote studio. And by the way, I do want to say thank you to JP, who is a Free Talk Live amplifier. JP's contributing to Free Talk Live on a monthly basis to help us get on more radio stations. We got over 200 stations now, but we can do better than that. It just takes time. It takes money. It takes effort. And that's what the AMP program does. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can join that with credit card. You can do PayPal. You can do Bitcoin BTC over at ampamp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Be like JP. Go to amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate it. And also appreciate all the wonderful folks we've been talking to here today at Freedom Fest. Wyatt Ruiz is here from Turning Point USA, tpusa.com. It's a college-based organization, or it sounds like at least. I'm pretty new to it. You said there's a bunch of these things across the country?
Yeah, we have chapters everywhere.
And exactly. So we were just kind of talking, you know, more philosophically. You were mentioning that you have a real appreciation for some of the founding principles, the freedoms that were supposed to be.
So we believe that, and I know Charlie Kirk has echoed this too, and I do, that the Constitution is the greatest document ever created by man. That America is the greatest country to ever be created by man as well.
Do you think the Constitution is the greatest document or the Declaration of Independence? Because that one's pretty darn good.
The Declaration of Independence is really good. If people actually know the original edit of it, too, it should have actually had more to it.
Really?
For example, yeah, Thomas Jefferson actually wanted to implement a clause, I should say. I believe it would have been 14. I can't remember off the top of my head. That would have basically scorned King George III for pushing the slave trade onto the American colonies and now kind of infecting it with it. But that was something that was taken out for the southern states. Kind of a little cool fact of history a lot of people don't know.
So you said you had some comments because I was talking about, you know, the idea that it's not okay to shove our viewpoints, whatever they might be, down somebody else's throat.
Yeah, so there's this growing faction of that of the Libertarian Party that is kind of more anarcho-capitalist, mm-hmm. which I disagree with. I understand where they're coming from. I understand some of their points, or a lot of their points, but I disagree with it inherently because I tend to agree with what Publius says, which is, you know, if men were angels, there would be no need for a government. But at the same time, men are angels. That's why we need to have a very limited one. And our founding fathers were smart enough to know that men were going to use the government in order to create power, in order to gain power, which is why we need a system of checks and balances and all that stuff, which is why I kind of get annoyed when people say that nothing ever happens to the government, that it's so slow and this and that, and they're always looking for bipartisanship. I don't necessarily want that, because if everything's bipartisan, then we don't really have all these different ideologies.
Oh, I certainly don't want bipartisanship. Yeah. That's, to me, is a bunch of liars.
It depends on what it is at the end of the day.
How they should rob you. And that's a very bad thing. The problem that I have is, mm-hmm. is the notion that we need liars and thieves mm-hmm. to rule us. And it's not to say that I don't believe in government. I'm not an anarcho-capitalist. I think that's like calling oneself a pedo rapist. I think it's a combining some.
Yeah,
of the
I'm
word
not trying to be into an ideologue.
All I'm saying, I'm a voluntarist. I believe in voluntary interaction.
Okay.
And
exactly.
For me, you know, I mean, I get that we need governance. I'm clear on that. It's just that, is a monopoly the best way to go about it?
Well, absolutely not. And what people don't understand is, and it comes from a basic misunderstanding of the Constitution itself, especially the Commerce Clause, if you want to talk about monopolies.
Yep.
For example, the U.S. government doesn't have the power. The U.S. federal government does not have something that's called the patent power. Now, mm-hmm. we're not talking about patents as an intellectual property necessarily. That's a definition that came towards it later. We're talking about the old English law, patent, as in basically a writ. A writ of business, like your right to own a business, mm-hmm. given to by the crown, which would be in English, you know, old English law, but for America would be like monopolies, for example. So that's something that the U.S. government actually didn't have the power to do so, but throughout time, since state government to do, and there were checks and balances there. I don't want to go too deep into it, but since state government to do, as the federal government always does, it assumed that since the states have this power, so should the federal government, in order to quote unquote protect the people, which is always what they say, or protect the consumer. These sort of, you know, one liners, protect the consumer, you know, to protect the people, stuff like that, that's said by those that want to increase the federal power, that at the end of the day, they're actually just digging the knife in a little more, and people don't understand that.
Oh, sure, 100%. I think that any increase in the federal power is you know, a difficulty for the people that are increasing the power, because they don't realize that in short order some other group is going to take power that's not them, and they've now created that power for that group, and it's a real problem. I get federalism. It's just that. I kind of agree with Lysander Spooner when he says that the Constitution has either authorized all of these things that we're talking about now, or it's been powerless to prevent it. One of those two things seems to have to have been true.
Well, as we see here, I'll give you an example. The last Democratic debates, I don't even remember hearing the Constitution once.
They're not going to talk about it.
Yeah, of course. They're not going to talk about the Constitution. They talk about equality, talk about giving, you know, free health care to illegal aliens.
Sure.
It's ridiculous. And you're not hearing that on this side of that, you know, that spectrum of politics, and you're starting to hear it less from the right as well, which is kind of scary, because they're moving towards, you know, a bit more centrist republicanism, which doesn't really make any sense, but it's right. What it is. And it's scary because at the end of the day, if man wants to accomplish something, you know, the left is just seeing it as a document. They don't care. They don't. They now that they have deconstructed it to be just some sort of a bunch of words put together by racists that held slaves and that were sexist and left and right and yada yada
Didn't
yada.
Didn't George Bush call it just a GD piece of paper?
Yeah. What?
Yes, he did.
Now, if they want to take down the document, now if they try to delegitimize it for today, now you can do whatever you want with it. That's the point.
Sure.
The Constitution is supposed to be, the safeguard against all of this.
Right. It's the highest law in the land.
Yeah, but
none of them mm-hmm. pay any attention to it.
Now, I will say the Constitution, if we didn't have the Constitution, we'd be in a lot worse spot.
I think that's true. I think that you look at a country like New Zealand where they don't have any kind of constitution. They can just basically do absolutely anything. At least here, they do still have to pay some level of lip service to mm-hmm. it. The free speech thing may be one of the reasons why we're able to be on the air and do this.
Wait a second, though. The United States, the First Amendment guarantees the right to free press. The United States comes in the 40s for freest press in the world.
That's
so
true.
Somehow,
that's true.
That document failed to protect, I mean, a whole bunch of other countries.
I'd have to see. I've never even heard that number, to be honest
with you. But you know the Heritage Foundation rates
the
United
States Heritage Foundation.
Not
I know
in
a
the
lot
top
of them.
10 freest countries in the world, economically free.
Yeah, no, not economically
free. But the Constitution
free.
Doesn't actually protect economic freedom.
The most
freedom.
Economically free is like Hong Kong.
That's right, yeah.
Singapore.
Exactly, Hong Kong, Singapore.
Canada, which is interesting because the United States fought a war against England in order to put the Constitution in place. However, Canada is rated higher by even conservative organizations as a freer place, so maybe the Revolutionary War wasn't about freedom. I don't know. I mean, maybe the military isn't there to protect my freedom.
I'll say this. I think a lot of people will say that, you know, that we have our rights because we have gotten into certain conflicts that don't have to do with the founding or the Civil War, stuff like that.
Check.
I disagree with that notion. Having said that, I do believe in the philosophy of bring the fight to them, but it doesn't also mean that you have a never-ending war machine. So I think
you just opened up a big can of worms in the last 2 minutes.
It's a time to open it, though.
I got to give a cliffhanger. Come on.
Well, we feel very strongly, and I obviously can't speak for Mark, but you know, we're pretty anti-war in general. Mm-hmm. I think that I believe in defense. You know, mm-hmm. if somebody's attacking you, you should absolutely have the right to defend yourself, defend your neighbors, defend your friends, defend a stranger, whatever. We're from New Hampshire, where we actually have relative gun freedom in comparison, and of course as a result of that we've got a relatively peaceful society there in New Hampshire. Now let's change gears real fast here.
Okay.
And go back to the college campuses, because Turning Point USA is
right
there. How many different instances of this organization are there across the U.S., did you say?
Around 1,400.
That's
a
lot.
Yeah, and then also we are affiliated with a lot of other groups, too.
Right, I was going to think that it had to have been, right?
Mm-hmm.
The same people that have Students for Liberty are probably the same people that are in Turning Point.
We have a lot of crossover. And, for me, I say, hey, if you want to be part of both, that's great. I look at it as a free market. If Turning Point is what you like the most, if you like the way that we message it the most, mm-hmm.
You guys are excellent in messaging. I think that the messaging is your strongest suit.
You've got to get people's attention.
Our goal is to reach that middle, that apathetic student.
Which is like almost all of them, right?
Exactly.
Like 99% of them.
The thing about the apathetic student is that this is a student that, they don't necessarily care about politics all that much. They have their opinions. Having said that, they've still gone through the same system as all these kids that have turned totally to the left.
Mm-hmm.
And so they still hold these beliefs, these certain beliefs that, maybe the Constitution is outdated or, maybe our founding fathers weren't the best men to create our country, this and that, whatever else, to now delegitimize our whole system so that now we can bring this new age of peace and love and, to the definition of leftists.
I think the more that we can get young people involved in caring about what's going on around them, the better. The more that they can be messaged with, more pro-freedom messaging, smaller government, like you guys are talking about there. I think that all sounds great, and I'm glad that you're out there doing it, Wyatt. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live with us.
Yeah, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
He's Wyatt Ruiz from Turning Point USA, tpusa.com. I presume college students can go there and learn more and get involved, and we will be back tomorrow with more Free Talk Live from Freedom Fest here in Vegas. FreeTalkLive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.